I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating itself from everything. It is therefore an illusion of isolation maintained by fear of the same loneliness that is its illusion. I said that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is why I'm the light of the world. If I am with you in the loneliness of the world, the loneliness is gone. You cannot maintain the illusion of loneliness if you're not alone. My purpose then, as we were being reminded with the reappearance of Jesus, is still to overcome the world. I do not attack it, but my light must dispel it because of what it is. Light does not attack darkness, but it does shine it away. If my light goes with you everywhere, you shine it away with me. The light becomes ours, and you cannot abide in darkness any more than darkness can abide wherever you go. The remembrance of me is the remembrance of yourself and of him who sent me to you. It is your forgiveness that will bring the world of darkness into the light. It is your forgiveness that lets you recognize the light in which you see. Forgiveness is the demonstration that you are the light of the world. And through your forgiveness does the truth about yourself return in memory. Can you see this? Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation, and this is a lesson that you intend to learn with me about this. The message I'm going to learn about myself. Here I'm back. I'm glad to see you. This is a message about the necessity for the conversion of the relationship I'm finding with you in this correspondence. Can I be here with you for a minute? What we're going to do, if you'll let me, is set up the possibility. Oh, my goodness sake. I love in moments in which I'm allowed. What does that say?
The brightest explosions in the universe.
The brightest explosion in the universe? Okay. What I did in contemplation of the possibility of myself, all right, in this story, what's that say?
Quantum teleportation.
It's quantum teleportation. I love it. I love it. Shall I tell you why? The reasonableness of the necessity for you to identify yourself within the factor of what you think you are already the process you are making application of. Is this so? Look with me. The consciousness of a species, of an idea, of a correspondence of mine cannot not be representing to you the possibility within the consciousness of who you appear to be in the entirety of yourself, the idea of another place. Here I'm going to teach just a moment about the expansion of the consciousness of your idea that there's another place you can be in. If the evolutionary process of the idea of my body formulation is what you term an advanced teacher in the organization of the recognition myself, in a picturization of the reflection that I want, I cannot not be aware that in the utilization of the consciousness of myself, I am finally within that arrangement of the idea of reflection of light, only viewing how I look. Now, there isn't any question. And shall I talk about animals for a moment? There's no question that somebody who catches a glimpse of himself, say in the water or up in the sky, does not at that moment recognize a body formulation of himself. Shall I tell you what the difference is? He didn't question it. He is already the consciousness of the circular association of the identity of the consciousness that would appear, this is Teilhard at his finest demonstration, incidentally, the evolutionary process of man. in the recognition that the mindfulness of him, this is what a human being is, always has more activity about the reflection that it's getting about itself. Come on, you know this is perfectly your stories. I love it. From the beginning of time that you tell yourself about your conditions of exchange are simply ideas that you have been identified genetically in the possibility of Homo sapien. Of course it's true. Now the idea that took, well, I understand your latest figure of the universe, you're now measuring it, aren't you? I understand the entire universe is about 14,000 million years. 14,000 million years old. How do you know that? I'm measuring it within the association of the universe. You ready? Good. Say to me, I am.
I am.
This is about as pure idea as a point of location, what we call a holy instant. And this is the anthropic idea of the conversion of the nature of yourself. I left the teacher. They call me the master teacher. I underwent a devastating moment that makes your devastation look like nothing, because your devastation was nothing compared to mine. The reason that is so, the requirement for the entirety of my devastation and the reassociation of the disappearance of the dark form of me are the manner by which all Homo sapiens undergo the experience of the energy of a dark form. I can teach it any way you want me to teach it. I can show you neutrinally that you believe you begin to see that you're doing a cosmic check of yourself in the idea, look at me, of the molecular identity of what seems to be constituting variations of multiple body forms in which you identify gratification for the continuing replication of what you think you are in a body. I got ahead of myself a little bit. Why? The practice of the possibility of a replication of myself are the nature of what the idea of my body formulation of myself is. Jesus expresses it in a particular way, and I'm going to express it in my own particular way. And the reason I decided to express it is that in the miracle of the conversion, of the course, of the requirement for you, have been successful in the activity of what you wanted to see in that formulation. Okay, so then in this new setting, we are coming together in another fabric of time, for which the occurrence of the regeneration of the possibility of a visionary identity of a new formulation is possible. I promised in the healing factor with Jesus I would acknowledge my body identity with you, as long as you can understand. As I teach from Jesus and I had lunch together. Mm-hmm. Ask me if that's true.
Is that true?
Of course it's true. He sat next to me in the factor of my attempts, this is from Teilhard, in my attempts to teach, anthropically, his reappearance within his body form. One of the great lessons that we used to practice in the idea that there's always a vacancy standing next to it that will demonstrate his reappearance and the possibility of that are contained within the factor of the healing process that I'm demonstrating to you within my mind. Okay, let's go to credentials and get it over with. The reflection of light that you appear to be getting within this reassociation of the momentary occupancy of my body seem to give you an indication that I am in occupancy of this body formulation. Look at me. If this is true, the consciousness of my self-identity has now identified myself as this body form. Look with me. If I remain in the idea that I am this body form, the aging process by which the continuing deterioration of the idea of the formulation of me are going to be inevitable, very simply because I'm a reflection of what I think I am as the formulation of you with yourself in a moment variation of the physicalness of you. Now, my entire teaching to you is this. You listening? This is an illusionary factor, a reflection of momentary appearances within cycles of time, where at any moment, if I'm going to teach you about this, it's possible for you to have undergone, and we're going to use revolution here, or evolution, of a totality of a conversion of the cellular association of yourself in the recognition of yourself. I'm a classic. Classic in the sense that I'm teaching resurrection of Jesus. Demonstration is what you term a master teacher. A teacher of the possibility that I can convert my mind through the application of a decision that has already been made for me and is contained within my idea of myself. So, can I teach for a moment? Just for a moment? I'm going to teach consciousness re-identity without in space. Practice? I forgot. Say it.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. You forgot for a moment about the totality of yourself as a Homo sapien before you came into the cycle of awareness and after you left. The possibility, come on now, that you would reappear after leaving this cycle of time. And what I'm attempting to demonstrate to you is what you believe is this 80-year-old body formulation. Now, if you insist that I am going to be viewed by you as an 80-year-old body formulation, you listen, I'm going to try a little idea of conversion of phenomena of reality with you. You can prove statistically that I'm an 80-year-old body formulation simply by organizing yourself in the idea that the evolutionary process of the conversion of man around this little, come on now, this little teeny, tiny, insignificant particle of a single star with a single idea of hydrogen and carbon and oxygen going around with you are what I am. The difficulty is in the idea of what you are is the entirety of the beingness of all the universe. And the requirement for the recognition that that is true has already been performed by you in the acts of the organization of reflection of light that have increased directly in proportion to the conversion of what appears to be my 80-year-old body form in the mindfulness. I taught love, remember? Of my love for you. Will you let me practice for a moment the love I discovered for you and the devastation of my body formulation? No. Will you let me do that? I love you. No. No. Your examination of the process by which I come to love you can only concern me in the evidence that you are beginning to examine your own relationship with your body form. If you do that, you will simply be reformulating yourself in the idea that you are a body, and within the quantum technique, here we go, I'm going to teach it for 6 minutes because I want to. I'm going to teach you and demonstrate to you your inborn capacity to have an idea about yourself in reflection of light that would allow you to come into this cycle, spend any length of time you wanted to within that idea, and leave. Here's what we're doing right now at the end of this cycle for you. I know you think that what you think 2,000 years in the appearance of my Savior Jesus Christ is a long time. Come on. It can't be more than a nanosecond. It can't be any longer than the entirety of the second by a division of the idea of what I want to see in the 14,000 million years, since I have already reduced it to a factor of the recognition of a location in time where I can identify myself. Here's my reappearance. I didn't die. You think that I operate a body formulation of myself in which you practice in the crucifixion of me the possibility that my body form can suffer in association of mass density and retain identities of itself that are only illusionary ideas of reflection of light of what I want to see. That worked beautifully. Yeah. Should we want to practice, man? Do we know each other?
Yes.
Come on now. Look, if I'm going to be a Homo sapien of an 80-year-old body, you can't keep me from remembering when I was 18 years old. Okay. Man, I don't care what you do about it. I'm indifferent to how you do it because I'm going to be a memory factor of how you're viewing yourself within that factor of time. The healing agency, by which I am about now for 6 minutes along with Jesus, perform acts of the healing of your physical body formulation that were so beautifully distemperated by Jesus when he heals the sick and raises the dead, are the natural process, Jesuit, that you are recognizing in the responsibility of yourself, in the capacity you have been given through his resurrection, to recognize yourself with the power of mind by which you discern yourself. Now, those are facts of my certainty, of my own revelation of mind, as they are facts, we use the word truth, of the truth of what you must be in the singularity of the universe, of God, of what everything is, that there's no possibility that you can be separate from. I'm going to teach the emotion of fear and loneliness and death for a moment because it's the condition that you're in. The idea that there is only love are simply ideas that God is going to love you no matter what you do in the practice of yourself. The moments of despondency, in fear, in all the things that you do to demonstrate your capacity to remain separate from what everything is cannot not finally lead you to the truth of what you must be in that identity of yourself. Very simply because the activity of your mind in definition of what you are cannot not include the experience of the entirety of what the universe is. So that I have no particular ideas about my recognition of another body form out there. My requirement in training my mind to a new visionary association of how I feel about myself, perhaps would give you a better reflection of how I'm feeling about my love for you. Now, your need to identify me as an association of body form is certainly perfectly proper within the idea that you and I are going to share love together. But you listen to me. I am not at all concerned about the increase in the frequency of the love that I'm feeling if you are indeed the light of the world. Because the reflection of light that you and I will share in the momentary reassociation of our body form, in the idea, let's use 40,000 years, it's a good figure. Come on, the 40,000 year cycle of yourself could not possibly be more than a moment where in the conversion of your mind, you recognize the entirety of your association. And in the performance of the act, the so-called ideas of self-identity recognize the power of their own minds to make other decisions since they were already deciding what they wanted to see about myself. All pain and loneliness and the idea of death and loss and despondency are nothing at all but failure to admit that I am responsible for what I am saying. I am choosing the outcomes that I want within my own mind. And I'm getting that result in the reflection of light. By not being contained within the idea of the defensive mechanism of what appears to be another body form out there, which is obviously what the conflict would be, because it's the idea that it's possible for separate light formulations to identify themselves within galactic ideas of what they think they are. In other formulations of galactic ideas of what they think they are, I am appearing with you now in a cycle of the recognition, certainly of journeying beyond the limitation of the fracturing of light that have allowed me to view within the organization of myself, my own self-identity. Shall we look why? Your fear, your loneliness, your idea of death are nothing but your efforts to demonstrate to me, say to me, weak light.
Weak light.
Oh, sure. Because your attempts to organize yourself within the dark form of the reflection of light out in the universe are momentary attempts within yourself to locate yourself. All of the science evidence points to your certainty of consciousness, that the whole universe is expanding and contracting instantly. That's not what your problem is. Who's the guy writing the book? Who's the guy that's telling me about my association of my mind and demonstrating to me my physical appearance that appear to be above me, in which I have attempted to exclude myself? What's the process by which you're converting your physical body? The admission of allowing a new reflection of light to come into your realization of yourself that heretofore a moment ago you were extremely fearful of. Should we practice why? Because if I don't retain this 80-year-old body, I won't be able to demonstrate to you that I went through all of these experiences within my organization of body form and attempt to somehow annihilate myself within the process of what I am. Yet each time I'm successful at organizing myself within my own mind, suffer pain, loneliness, and die, I appear to be still occupied in the idea of another formulation of my body identity. You're the light of the world. Can you hear that music? You are the light of the world. Now, what we're doing is coming together in an organization of our individual recognition, TLR, in the certainty that the Jesuit of me, I'm going to teach it because I love it. It's not that I'm teaching science of anything except the physical conversion of your body form. One thing for sure, if you think you're a body form within your identity, you will not know who you are. The practice of a human condition of body that doesn't know who it is, why it's here, or what it's processing within data are the chaos that it feels in reflections of dark form that don't let it locate itself. There you are. Now, did I recognize a moment of brightness about you? Yeah. Is this the idea of the presence of the reappearance of Jesus in the formulation of himself? I want to practice. I'm going to have to leave you for a minute. See, I caught a glimpse of him.
I caught a glimpse?
There he was. No, he's gone. There he was. No, he's gone. He hadn't gone anywhere. What you do is attempt to associate with him as you view him from what happened just a moment ago. When you do that, you're disallowing the presence of him within the condition of how you find yourself. Boy, I love to teach. The reason I love to teach is the reasonableness of the consciousness of you in self-identity of the power of you to make decisions about yourself are already being given to you and to me by the idea that you're a Homo sapien and you're good at it. The idea of consciousness decision in judgmental ideas about reflection of light are why you're here. Yet the energy that you imply in your necessity to convert will allow you to leave this little place of pain. I'm going to be back in a second. I'm going to demonstrate to you in this final cycle, it lasts about 362 years, an increase in frequency of what you previously intended to hold on to in order to maintain a distance between yourself and the truth of what you and I are exchanging now in my recognition of my love for you, in my recognition of my love for you, in my recognition that you guys have set up this parameter for me in this Course in Miracles to train our mind in a new way to recognize the illumination of our mind. Bless us, you and I, each and every one. Watch. This world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning. And what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Listen to me, yet in the simple truth, you found exactly what you looked for when you came. Here we go now, you listen. This world that you see in the reflection of the formulation of your light in space-time was over a long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. Here we go with the miracle of mind conversion. They show that it's over, that the past is gone, and what has truly gone has no effect. Why? Remembering a cause within your own mind of identity can but produce illusion of your present condition, not the effects that appear to be there. Listen to me. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Look, not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty about who you were brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it within your heart as though it were still there. Wow, the idea that you're going to let me teach the totality of the act of the conversion of the relationship that we hold about ourself with ourself are fascinating to me, in the idea that they could be measured within a relationship of what appears to be my body formulation. Should we practice a little bit? The only possibility that the human condition can possibly have about itself in the idea of what time is, that is, a moment of time, will always only be within the place in which he finds himself, the idea of a possibility of what cannot not be over. The activities of the illumination of the identity by which you practice the possibility of the wholeness of your singularity of mind are nothing but the power that you exercise, say to me, to look again.
To look again.
Now, the practice of the idea that the reflection that I'm seeing out there, I'm using my body formulation or yours, or the 2,000 years body of Jesus, that's a good one to use. Let's use a 2,000 year cycle that you have evidence of the repetition of organizations of your mind, of memories that we have about what appear to be the crucifixion and the resurrection. Say to me, they occurred 2,000 years ago.
They occurred 2,000 years ago.
Is that so? When are you remembering it? Answer me.
Now.
Well, come on. If you, this is the idea of point of reference of conversion of life. It's impossible that the memory of being a body formulation of yourself are not replications of the perfection of you, of God's association with space-time, since God's association with space-time is a replication of itself. The only variation, obviously, is that God would not replicate himself in the certainty of who he is. But space-time itself is a continuing replication of the recognition of a momentary power of you to decide that there's a memory within you right now. And this is how you leave this sequence of time, of before you came here and after you left. I'm talking directly to you from the consciousness of my certainty that this world is over. The revelation that this world is over and gone will come to every mind in time. Yet is that time not set by decisions that you make in regard to why you think you're here? Because the decision of space is very simply why you're here. the revelation that the time has already been set will come to every mind, very simply because the power of decision cannot be taken from you in the arrangement by which you identify yourself. You have to trust me with this a little bit. Each time you make a consciousness decision about yourself in that body formulation, it's changing. Yet you attempt to hold on to it in the previous association of yourself, somehow use it in the idea of what you're going to get, and suffer the consequences of being in love with a figure of your identity that has no source of reality, because the source of its reality is not what God is. Does this require practice of the conversion of your mind? Certainly. The whole idea of the immediacy of the presence of the conversion of the mind for all of you now are the devastating experience that you underwent when you decided that somewhere within your own mind there was another source of reality that would help you with this. What does this have to do with all of the love that you and I have shared together? All of the ideas of the reflection of light within the dark form? Nothing. All I could possibly do within the memory of the factor of my own illumination of mind would remind you that in my individual illumination of mind, I am very much aware that this place is not real. So that the factor of my teaching, and here I am, I'm trying to teach quantum teleportation just for another moment. I'd like to have you view the possibility of another storyline in which I can convince you to come into this cycle of association of ourself through a decision that you have made momentarily to return. This time, within the evolutionary process of man, a full recognition, we teach it as homo illumina. We teach it as a refactoring of the identity of who you think you are in that formulation. In the resurrection of the reappearance of Jesus, you recognize yourself. You recognize yourself. Can you practice a little bit? Should we try it together? You're a teacher, aren't you? You want to teach the factor of the conversion of your mind and the recognition that your appearance here involves the entirety of a memory before you came and after you left? That's actually what you're expressing. Here's the difficulty in it. The moment you try to identify within the factor of the illusion of a distance in space-time, you can't remember the totality of you leaving this space-time. Now, since you operate within a procedure of reflection of light, your dependence on an organization of time, we're going to teach death here for a moment, are obviously the consciousness of you to remember a cycle of time contained within your memory factor of the DNA of your correspondence of yourself in which you appear to die. Yet all of your efforts of what death is in your correspondence with the joy that you feel in dying are not successful. Very simply, I'm going to teach for 3 minutes, they have no source of reality. Each time you locate yourself in a body identity within a quantum idea of the possibility of a location in space-time, you live within a sequence of time. That's why I'm using that 40,000 years. How long is 40,000 years? Like that. Here's what happened. Watch it. You're gone. Oh, you're back. In the reappearance of the increase in frequency of the possibility of Jesus, what he demonstrates to you is a different cycle of space-time that heretofore, perhaps, you were fearful to occupy, very simply because it's going to change what you have told me is my 80-year-old body. Come on now, you might as well look at me for a moment. I'm trying to give you a reflection of the love I'm feeling for you without regard to your body formulation. We call this the Holy Spirit. When I'm showing you in the tachyon field of conversion of light energy is the possibility that if you don't protect yourself from the power of light, it'll change the manner in which you have limited yourself in the dimness of your determination to suffer some more, to get old, to get sick, and to die, and to suffer the excruciating pain of your necessity to identify yourself. The totality of that conversion are the joy I'm sharing with you as you leave this continuum of time. Joy I'm sharing with you is raising the frequency of the possibility of that light formulation so that I can see you. And I just saw you. And I just saw you, Homo Illumina. I just saw you begin to set up factors of your individual illumination of mind. This isn't difficult at all. In which you begin a much better reflection of how you're feeling. Say to me, about myself.
About myself.
All it finally is, Teilhard, is the admission within the scripture of the idea of Jesuit. It's a simple admission that the correspondence you find within yourself, in relationship with yourself, within your own mind, are what the consciousness of the universe is. Now, for me, I have a great deal of joy. I enjoy coming back into this sequence by teaching the science of conversion of the power of your mind. I'm not questioning you in regard to that. You are already showing me. Here's this principle again of quantum teleportation. Here, the brightest explosion in the universe is being observed by you in a quasar of a moment of intensity coming from a black hole and exploding out into the universe. Who are you? Who is it that's talking about that association and then continuing to live in this form? Did I tell you? It doesn't make any sense. Practice. It has no source of reality. My concern about the power of you to decide the outcome that you want only demonstrate your necessity to remember within the power of your mind to make decisions about yourself, that there's always another decision that you can make. Because, say one more word, please. Say to me, idea.
Idea.
Because the idea of self-termination, which is the practice of your determination to remain within that factor, cannot not contain the idea of the bright reassemblage of you in your certainty that you no longer want to practice the annihilation of yourself. Will you listen with me? I'm going to read you. Our time cycle is about over within the reference of ourself in the idea of the illuminary nature of the crucifixion that we have studied for this little cycle, in the recognition that in the reappearance of Jesus, he's going to demonstrate to us his resurrection. And you're listening, there's nobody down in that tomb. I don't know who you think was lying down in there, but I assure you he's resurrected. Will you listen with me about the brightness of you right there? Listen with me, bright one. Listen. Yet a little while, and the world will see you no more, but I will see you. And because I live, you will live also. Now you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Since you have loved me and kept my words, my Father will love you. And we will come unto you and make our abode with you. We're going to be with you in the consciousness of yourself. And now that your consciousness is with us in our form, my words also will abide in you. Ask what you will, and it will be given unto you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Come unto me, will you? Please, dear one, if you labor and are heavy laden within the consciousness of yourself, in the memories of yourself, then I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, take the power of decision in your own mind upon yourself, and let me accumulate the burden of the release of your necessity to defend yourself. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest under your soul. For the yoke by which I identify yourself allow you to see the totality of yourself. And the idea that you can do that allow you at this moment, if you choose, to depart the world entirely. It's not death which makes this possible, but it is a change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe it has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me, for I have not sought for illusions to replace the truth. Father, my home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open, and I hear your voice now speaking. What need have I to linger in a place of vain desire and of shattered dreams when heaven can so easily be mine? I'm with you. That's a brand new sequence of time. What have you discovered in the illumination of your own mind? It's changing all the time. The discovery within the reflection of light of your self-identity, of your capacity not to decide within the arrangement of what you want to be a reflection of your light, are the manner in which I increase the frequency of the light that is penetrating down into your formulation of body form. I'm going to ask you to listen with me in just a moment to my certainty of the message that you received in the idea that we had momentarily lost contact with that. I used to love to teach you were lost out in the stars. I used to love to teach you in your consciousness identity as Homo sapiens, the only thing that really has been standing out there with the universe up in the sky, where you and I, come on now, you and I look together with the dedication that we can look out into the universe together and see it. I'm never going to be able to see it within our own relationship, except through death. Come on, I'm going to teach for a moment. You see that? Because contained in your consciousness, there is no solution to where you have located yourself in space-time. Listen to me. It's simply not there. Yet the illumination of the possibility that within the cycle of time, let's use a stranger, from out in the universe, there's a stranger who obviously knows nothing of the factor by which you have identified yourself in this molecular association. First thing that my Savior Jesus Christ said to me, this is the whole New Testament of himself, when he comes into this factor, I find myself here, but this is not where I belong. I am going to teach that I don't belong here so I can escape out into the universe. And I love to teach. Why I love to teach? I'm teaching about myself. I'm teaching about the certainty that I know who I am. Now, in my knowing who I am, I know that this is not a real place. Once you reach that point in your mind, and you have reached it many, many, many times, you won't have to keep reformulating within yourself a distance between your past and future identity. Look with me. Can simply wake up this morning as you did in watching the conversion of your light and decide that today, right now, right in this place, right in this time, is exactly what you've been looking for. Because it's exactly what you've been looking for. Listen with me. Listen, a very quick reminder of what's going on in the here and now, in the cycling of yourself. Will you listen? Listen. Listen. See if you can remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody that you have taught yourself to cherish since. Look with me beyond the body, beyond the sun and the stars, and past everything you see, and yet somehow familiar, is an arc of golden light that stretches as you look into a great and shining circle. And all the circle fills with light before your eyes, and the edges of the circle disappear, and what is in it is no longer contained at all. Whoa. The light expands and covers everything, extending to infinity, forever shining and with no break or limit anywhere. Look, within it, everything is joined in perfect continuity. Nor is it possible to imagine that anything could be outside, for there is nowhere that this light is not. Here we go now with you. This is the vision of the Son of God, whom you know very well. Here is the sight of him who knows his Father. Look, here is the memory of what you are, a part of this, with all of it within and joined to all as surely as all is joined in you. Accept this vision of light that can show you this and not the body in which you find yourself. You know this ancient song, and you know it well. And nothing is ever going to be as dear to you as this ancient hymn of love that the Son of God sings to his Father still. And now the blind can see, for that same song they sing in honor of their Creator gives praises to them as well. And the blindness that they make will not withstand the memory of this song, and they will look upon the vision of the Son of God, remembering who he is that they sing of. What is a miracle but this remembering? And who is there in whom this memory of yourself lies not? The light in one of you awakens it in all. And when you see it in the reflection of your association together, you are remembering for everyone. Very simply, because the glorious light of the reunion of the factoring of you and I remembering ourselves within this procedure are the accomplishment of a circulation of time that could have taken a very long time. Remember, just a moment ago I reminded you that today is going to give you everything that you want. Remember when I reminded you that you're now in a cycle where you have successfully practiced the idea that today is going to give you everything you want. Now, did that require practice of the conversion of your mind? Sure. That's how I know I'm in love with you. I got up this morning in a new factor of my mind, recognizing my love for who I am and my relationship with God. I went out and began to love you. I think I'm in love with you. Now, the reason I looked for a moment at it was I appeared to get a reflection of a contradiction of how I was feeling. Say, tripract, I got one man, my worst enemy. The idea that there's one guy that I had no intention of associating with was myself. So in the forgiveness of the act of my love for you, it's not necessary that I distinguish my body formulation, but only recognize that what I thought was my emotion of my body as being fearful has been very simply converted to the love that I'm feeling for you. Because the love that I'm feeling for you do not know what fear is within my own body formulation. And neither does yours, because you have listened together with me the joyous recognition that we journeyed out into the universe together and lost momentarily the dismemberment of the idea that we could be contained in the limitation of ourself in a location in space-time. And this memory is gone. And I can say to God, bless us, each and everyone, and my particular thanks to you for coming into this cycle of time. My particular thanks to you because we're increasing that frequency of that location. That's the happiness and joy that we feel in the mission that we are now accomplishing, a mission of turning out into the universe and escaping from this idea of space-time and the love that we're feeling for each other. For each other in that new light reflection.